Garlic mustard is an invasive plant species in the area that is in need of some predators, and that predator may just be you. A garlic mustard pool will be part of a full day of outdoor activities held on Discover Nature Day, organized by Potomac Highlands Cooperative Weed and Pest Management Area. Evan Greenwald, Outreach Associate AmeriCorps, and Haley Hutchins, Ecosystems and Partnerships AmeriCorps, have more details on this unique event.
It's a one-day event here at Seneca Rocks Discovery Center where we have grade school through adults come through and learn more about the natural world that they're at. We have a garlic mustard poll at 10 a.m. They can come down, learn what garlic mustard is, how it's a non-native invasive species, help us just remove it from the grounds here at the Discovery Center. Then after that, there's a free lunch for all pollers. And then after that, we have all sorts of booths and events going on related to nature. We have raptor associations coming to do a live raptor show. There's a gentleman coming who's doing a live snake demo. We have people coming to do breaking open of rotted out logs to see what sort of critters you can find, rock painting, seed bomb making, anything you can basically think of that has to do with the outdoors will be going on. So the garlic mustard pull is from 10 to noon, and then there's lunch in between there. And then if you wanted to stick around from 1 to 4 is all of the events and the booths and stuff like that.
Haley continues with some of the history behind Discover Nature Day.
It came about because the PHCWPMA, which is our Potomac Highlands Cooperative Weed and Pest Management Area, decided they already had this garlic mustard challenge in place, which is where people go out into the forest and pull garlic mustard to try to eradicate it. They already had that, and they decided they wanted to combine it with an educational event as well. So they came up with Discover Nature Day, where they have the garlic mustard pool in the morning and the education and activities and all the fun stuff in the afternoon.
Evan says the event is important because of its outreach.
Any way you can make any sort of connection to the natural world will build just appreciation for it and hopefully make people want to conserve and just be more involved with the outdoors and see the need for it.
Discover Nature Day is returning for its 7th consecutive year, and though it is geared towards school-aged children who want to learn more about the natural world, all are welcome.
It's absolutely free, and if you want to get involved, you can either shoot me or Haley an email. My email would be egreenwald@fs.fed.us.
Mine's hhutchins, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S, at fs.fed.us.
And that would be if you want to get involved with the poll, and we'll register you for that and get you all set up for your free lunch. Other than that, anybody who wants to show up for the events from 1 to 4 is welcome. It's just down here at the Seneca Rocks Discovery Center. So besides all that, we have all the interpretive programs that usually go on at the Discovery Center on weekends.
You can also show up for the garlic mustard pool at 10 without registering or emailing us or anything. That's free as well.
Discover Nature Day will be held on Saturday, April 28th. More information can be found at sites.google.com/view/Discover Nature Day. Or on the Facebook event page for the Potomac Highlands Cooperative Weed and Pest Management Area. They also have future plans for other garlic mustard pools, as well as STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, festivals. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.